And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger. In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. Well, it is good to see you all here this evening. I think back to last Christmas, to preaching to a red blinking light. So it's good to actually see people. And I have to tell you, I made the unfortunate mistake this afternoon of going into a department store. And one of the signs that I saw there said, Christmas 70% off. And I thought, you know, really? But tonight, Christmas here is 100% on. And so I want to begin by asking you a question. When was the last time you said yes? Seems like an odd question to ask at Christmas, isn't it? But when was the last time you said yes? 9 months ago, an angel showed up on Mary's doorstep and said some bizarre and strange things to her. Hail Mary, you are full of grace. God has a plan for you in your ordinariness. And the thing about that 9 months ago that always fascinated me is I always wondered, how many other women did Gabriel visit that day before one of them said yes? I can imagine Gabriel stopping by Hannah's house and saying, Hail Hannah, God is with you. God wants you to bear God's son. You must have the wrong girl. I am not that kind of girl. And I can see the angel showing up at Joanna's house and saying, Hail, Joanna, the Lord is with you. God wants you to bear God's son. And Joanna goes, I'm sorry, you want Mary down the street. She's that kind of girl. But 9 months ago, Mary said yes to the impossible. Now, I don't know about you, but if an angel showed up at my door, that's cause enough to be scared. But if an angel shows up and says to you, God wants to accomplish this wonderful, amazing, impossible thing through you, how many of you would volunteer? I know I would probably say, you want the neighbors next door. But Mary said yes. She said yes to following the impossibility of what God will do in her life. She said yes to transforming the world from what it had been to what it could be. She said yes. One word, three letters, one syllable that transformed the world. And so 9 months later, we, like the shepherds and the angels and the magi and all the Christmas pageantry, gather around the manger because Mary said yes. And I love Luke's account of the gospel. Luke has this interesting way of giving us just enough detail. It goes, Jesus' birth did not come with a big fanfare. It didn't come with a marching band. It didn't come with elephants or a parade. Luke simply said, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. That was it. Not a lot of detail. And I can imagine that Mary had been in labor for about 15 hours or something like that. And I can imagine that the times that Jesus was working her last nerve, she would say to him, Boy, I spent 15 hours bringing you into this world, and I will take you out. There's a reason why we hear about Jesus' birth, and the next time that we hear about him, he's 13 years old, because it took that long for Mary not to strangle him. But what she said at that time was yes to God's crazy dream. And tonight, we gather in a cathedral, in churches, in homes across this land to celebrate the birth of a baby in a manger, born to a nobody from Nowheresville, Nazareth. God could have picked a different person. God could have talked to Herod's daughter. God could have talked to all these other people. But God picked a nobody, an unwed teenage mother from the back end of nowhere. And God said, through you, I will transform the world. Through you, I will show what justice looks like. Through you, I will proclaim what love could be. And it all began with yes. So I go back to my question to you. When was the last time you said yes? When was the last time you said yes to the craziness that God would do in your life? When was the last time you said yes to making love real and present and whole and holy? When was the last time you said yes to making justice actually possible? You see, the thing I think for many of us, like that sign that said Christmas 70% off, we keep waiting for God's bargain. We keep expecting that God is going to come to the rich and the powerful, and that somehow that is where we will find our salvation. But I, for one, know that God is in the business of taking the ordinary and doing the extraordinary. You see, we keep looking for Jesus to be born in the places of power, but Jesus is born in the places of poverty, in our sisters and brothers, our siblings that are unhoused, on those who have been pushed to the margins and to the side. That is where we find the Christ child being born again today, tomorrow, and always. Not at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Not at St. Mary's. On the streets, where there is no room, where they cannot afford the insurance. That is where we find this Christ child being born. And you, my sisters and brothers, you and I are called to say yes to transforming the world, much like Mary did these 9 months ago. Christmas is about saying yes to God. It is about saying yes to the impossible. It is about saying yes, even when we don't have the faith to know where that yes will lead. It is saying yes. And it happens in our world over and over and over again. My son spends quite a bit of time in the car with me, and he can attest that I have become that I am an NPR junkie. During the pledge drive, I think he can probably recite the phone number from memory. But I was listening to NPR the other day, and I heard of this story of a town just outside of Baltimore. This neighbor had a neighbor across the street who was having a really rough time last Christmas. Remember last Christmas when we were all in our houses because we couldn't be out? That Christmas, 20 years ago in pandemic time? So this neighbor decided that they wanted to do something for their neighbor across the street who was just not doing well. And they did the normal things. They baked cookies and they sent cards. But then he decided he needed to do something that showed that even though we are far apart, we can still be connected. So he took a string of lights from his porch and strung them across the street to his neighbor's porch to remind her and her family that they were not alone. And the next day, the neighbor next door strung lights across from their house to the next house. And on and on and on and on it went until the entire neighborhood was strung with lights across the street. And someone put up a giant sign that says, "Love lives here." Love lives here. If that is not the story of Christmas, if that is not the story of us saying yes to where God will show up in our lives, I will eat my vestments. You see, my sisters and brothers, my siblings in Christ, God shows up when we least expect God to show up. God will always be there when we think God is not. God will always be reminding us over and over and over again that we are beloved, we are loved, and all it takes for us to do is say yes. You see, the thing about Christmas is that no matter what we do, no matter where we are, no matter where we find ourselves, this Christ child will always come. Because God's love affair with us has been going on for eternity, and it will continue well beyond our time here on earth. This reminder that God will always come to us, and angels and messengers and all the things, to remind us that God will do the impossible even in the midst of a pandemic. That God's love is far greater than anything that we could ever dream or imagine. That God will continually to offer us an opportunity to say yes to the impossible things that God will do. You see, the thing is, many of us create this picture of that night in Bethlehem that kind of looks like Hallmark. You know, the way too clean and fluffy sheep. Now, if you've ever been around sheep, you know that sheep don't stay clean for very long. But the clean sheep and the angels, all of that stuff. But the reality is, God comes into the messiness. God comes into our messiness. God comes into our world and into our lives when we have made other plans. And God will continue to come into our lives, and the shepherds and the angels and the sheep and that person that you bumped into at the frozen food section in Schnucks. But God will continually come offering us an opportunity to say yes. So I ask my question again. When was the last time you said yes? Yes to God's justice. Yes to God's hope. Yes to God's presence. Yes to God's love breaking in our world through you. So my prayer this evening, my sisters and brothers, my siblings in Christ, is that together we will say yes to all the impossible things that God will do in and through and with us. That we will say yes to love, yes to hope, yes to joy, even when everything tells us not to be hopeful or joyful or to be loving. That God will offer us a yes when things seem their bleakest. So may God bless you this evening. May God keep you. And may you continue to say in many ways yes to God. That with the shepherds and the angels and all of those who have gone before, we can boldly proclaim glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace to those whom God favors. God bless you. And Merry Christmas. Amen.